Shalom, 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 brethren. Today is Tuesday, the 20th of April, 2021, the seventh day of the Hebrew month called Iyar. So we're rounding up now this teaching called Zaria Medzora. Hallelujah. I hope and pray that what has been shared will be of great blessing to you. I pray that Yahweh continues to minister to you. He may even minister things that I haven't shared. May He give you further revelation in Yahushua's name, because I can't cover everything. There are layers and layers of history in Yah's word, and there are layers and layers of revelation. Hallelujah. You know, if you go and choose to study all the Hebrew letters of each verse, oh my God, you just one verse, you can't even finish in one day. So we just touch the surface, which is okay. Hallelujah. Now, one thing that I feel led to share as well is that, yes, Yahushua was born on the first day of the Festival of Tabernacles, which is called 15th Tishrei, the month of Tishrei, the 15th of Tishrei. Now, remember that in that time, all Israelites were required to go to the town of Judea in Bethlehem to register themselves. A census was being done. That's why Miriam and Yosef found themselves in Bethlehem. But you know, Bethlehem also it, because it's a festival of tabernacles, and it's a time when all males were required to appear before Yah. A holy convocation was required. The first 2 days are the first 2 days of the festival of tabernacles are high sabbaths, and the last 2 days are also high sabbaths. So all males were required to appear before Yah, and Joseph was a priest, so he had to be in Bethlehem at that time. And that's why Miriam and Yosef had to be there. Also, Joseph, they had sacrifices to do before Yah, you know, just to give thanks to Yah for that particular festival. You know, it's a harvest festival. Three harvest festivals each that we have each year. Three major festivals, which all have harvests. They all signify the rapture. So you've got the festival of Pesach, Passover, and Habikurim, and unleavened bread. That's a Passover. That's a festival that, you know, signifies the one of the raptures. Then you've got the festival of Pentecost, which also signifies one of the holy raptures. And then then you've got the festival of Tabernacles, which also signifies one of the holy raptures to come. Hallelujah. So Miriam and Joseph were in Jerusalem, but they registered in Bethlehem, which I think was a place in Jerusalem. They happened to be there for that time of the Festival of Tabernacles, and that's when the, you know, birth pangs began, and Miriam brought forth Yahushua into the world. Now, there's a lady called Sister Kerian Gideon, who is a prophetess of Yahweh. She says that she had a revelation once. It was a vision in which she saw, she saw written on somewhere that Yahushua was born on the 9th of September or the 6th of September, the 9th of September, something like that. And I find it interesting. I find it interesting that that's the vision that she had about Yahushua's birth. But that would be shown to her in accordance with the Roman Gregorian calendar. When it comes to the Hebrew calendar, is the month of Tishrei. The month of Tishrei moves around, it moves around every year. It can start in September, finish in October, or start in October and finish in October. So it really depends if there's a leap year or not. But it is something, even before Sister Kerian shared, I've heard that Yahushua was born in the month of September on our Roman Gregorian calendar. And it makes so much sense for him to be born in that month. Hallelujah. And I hear that it could also be that's why 9/11 was allowed to happen in that month as well. But I'll stop there for now. Let's now round up with a prayer. Hallelujah. Since this is a Torah portion all about purification, let us sing this song. Purify my heart, let me be as gold and precious silver. Purify my heart, let me be as gold, pure gold. Refine as fire, refine as fire. My heart's one desire is to be holy, set apart for you, Lord. I choose to be holy, set apart for you, my master, ready to do your will. Purify my heart, cleanse me from within, and make me holy. Purify my heart, cleanse me from within, deep within. Refine as fire, refine as fire. My heart's one desire is to be holy, holy, set apart for you, Lord. I choose to be, Lord, holy, holy, set apart for you, my master, ready to do your will. I choose to be, Lord, holy, holy, set apart for you, Lord. I choose to be, Lord, holy, holy, set apart for you, my master, ready to do your will. Amen in Yahushua's name. The blood of Yahushua sets us apart. The blood of Yahushua makes us holy before Yahweh. Hallelujah. As I'm singing this song, I am reminded of Psalm 51, where King David says, cleanse me with hyssop that I may be clean. And the word hyssop is used in the book of Exodus, the book of Leviticus. We see Yahweh telling them to use hyssop to dip inside the bowl of the blood of the lamb and pay and spreading the blood of with the hyssop, using the hyssop to spread the blood onto the doorposts and the lentils. Hallelujah. And once again in the book of Exodus and Leviticus, we see that the hyssop is the one that is used to spread blood to wherever it's meant to be spread, you know, like around the, you know, tabernacle. So we can see that the hyssop is a means, it's a plant that connects the person that needs cleansing to the blood. Hallelujah. And also when Yahushua was dying on the cross, hyssop was used to give him the sour wine, you know, thereby linking the blood sacrifice to the hyssop. Hallelujah. So the hyssop was brought up at the cross so as to connect his blood to humanity, the blood sacrifice. So Yah was trying to point us to the fact that when he told the children of Israel to use hyssop on the, you know, to put blood on the lentils of the, you know, to the doorposts of their houses and the lentils, it was not a mistake. He's bringing it back in the New Testament at the crucifixion of Yahushua to let us know that it's a very important part of being cleansed by his blood. Let's read John chapter 19, verse 28 to 30. It says, after this, Yahushua, knowing that all was now finished, said to fulfill the scripture, I thirst. A jar of full of sour wine stood there. So they put a sponge full of the sour wine on a hyssop branch and held it to his mouth. When Yahushua had received the sour wine, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Amen. It's crazy how much symbolism is going on here. Yahushua is drinking the wine vinegar. Psalm 78 verse 5. So Psalm 75 verse 8 says, for in the hand of Yahweh there is a cup with foaming wine, well mixed, and he pours out from it, and all the wicked of the earth shall drain it down to the dregs. Hallelujah. Psalm 75 verse 8 says, for in the hand of the Lord there is a cup foaming wine, well mixed, and he pours out from it, and all the wicked of the earth shall drain it down to the dregs. Hallelujah. Yahushua prayed in Matthew 26:42, my Father, my Abba, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done. Hallelujah. May your will be done if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away. Therefore, it's safe to conclude that the cup of sour wine that Yahushua drinks at the crucifixion is representing the cup of Yahweh's wrath, which we all deserve to drink because of our sins. The cup could be taken away from Yahushua even if he didn't drink it, but the cup of Yahweh's wrath could not be taken away from us unless Yahushua drank it on our behalf. Hallelujah. So the hyssop, Yahushua is shedding blood on the cross. He's being given the sour wine. The sour wine represents Yahweh's wrath. And the blood is the atonement for our sins, our leprosy, our spiritual leprosy. Now, the hyssop is the connecting point between
Yahweh's wrath and Yahushua's blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the hyssop has a very nice minty smell. So the hyssop is helping to connect the blood sacrifice to the wrath of Yah, thereby trying to bring down the wrath of Yah. It's appeasing Yahweh so that his wrath can cease to manifest against us. Hallelujah. Notice, however, that this wine representing Yah's wrath was transferred to Yahushua onto the hyssop branch. The hyssop plant and the wine vinegar are symbolizing the substitutionary death of Yahushua on our behalf. Yahushua died in our place. The hyssop plant and the wine vinegar are symbolizing the substitutionary death of Yahushua on our behalf. Yahushua died in our place. Yahushua drank the cup of Yahweh's wrath that we were supposed to drink. And it was as if Yahweh ordained the hyssop branch to show up right at the crucifixion to remind everyone who was watching that all those symbolic rituals in the Old Testament were symbolizing this very moment. Hallelujah! It's like God was saying to everyone, it wasn't the blood of the lamb spread on the door frames with the hyssop that allowed the angel of death to pass over you when you were leaving Egypt. It wasn't the blood of the animals that Moses sprinkled on you with hyssop that appeased my wrath. It was my son's blood. I did that. I led you out of Egypt. I paid the price for your rebellion. Look at the hyssop and remember my son. Look at this Old Testament symbol. And now look at the one it was symbolizing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. King David may not have fully understood what he was saying, but when he prayed in Psalm 51 verse 7 that Yahweh would purge me with the hyssop, it was as if he was praying that Yahweh would release him of the judicial, emotional, physical, and spiritual burden he was under because of his sin. When we see what the hyssop is representing in the Bible, we can read Psalm 51 verse 7 with the understanding. Cleanse me with Yahushua's blood, and I will be clean. Wash me with his blood, and I will be whiter than snow. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Purge me with Yahushua's blood, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Hallelujah. Let us now sing this song. In Yahushua's name, amen. Since this is a portion about healing. You are the God that healeth me. You are the God, my healer. You sent your word, you sent your word, and you healed my disease. You are the God, my healer. You are the Lord, you are the Lord that healeth me. You are the Lord, my healer. You sent your word and you healed my disease. You are the Lord, my healer. You are the Lord that healeth me. You are the Lord, my healer. You sent your word and you healed my disease. You are the Lord, my healer. You sent your word and you healed my disease. You are the Lord, my healer. You sent your word and you healed my disease. You are the Lord, my healer. Amen. In Yahushua's name, hallelujah. Thank you for your healing, Yahushua. Thank you for the cleansing by the blood of Yahushua. Amen. In Yahushua's name, hallelujah. Amen. One more and that's it. Shalom.